We're ready to get started on the Senate Committee on Environmental Preservation and Conservation. Would the Secretary please call the roll?
Senator Dean, Senator Ulrich.
Here.
Senator Dieter.
Here.
Senator Jones.
Here.
Senator Latvala.
Here.
Senator Rich.
Here.
Senator Sobel. Quorum present, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Let's, if you want to speak on anything on the agenda, which could be very brief today based on a presentation we may or may not have, you need to fill out one of our cards and make sure you get that turned in to the administrative assistant. Let's go to tab one, Senator Altman. Oh, this is the one that we're going to TP, is that correct? Okay, we're going to TP, apparently, Committee Substitute 1904 by Senator Altman. And let's go to... we'll take up Senate Bill 726. It'll be on tab 2 by Senator Bullard. Her aide, Jasmine Grant, is recognized to explain the bill. And I hope you're giving our best to Senator Bullard.
Hello.
And you're recognized to explain the bill.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, committee members. Yes. I'm Jasmine Grant, legislative assistant to Senator Larsenior Bullard. Today, I'm here to seek favorable support for Senate Bill 726, State Symbols, Official State Flagship, which designates the schooner Western Union as the official state flagship. The schooner Western Union is the last surviving authentic working tall ship built and operated in Florida. This 130-foot historic sailing cable vessel launched in 1939 and served as a communication link for Florida cities to the Caribbean nations in South America. Today, the schooner Western Union is a floating museum which offers an unforgettable sail in the Gulf of Mexico and the Atlantic, as well as historical information about the schooner. And that is the bill, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Do we have any, are there any amendments to this?
No
amendments. Any questions for the speaker? Go ahead, Senator Sobel.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Do you have any photos?
I actually do.
Okay.
Okay, here you
Could
go.
Could you pass it around? Thank you.
Senator Jones.
Who actually has the ownership of the vessel? Is it owned
right
by
now?
The
Yes. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Is it owned by the state or private ownership?
Well, right now it's owned and maintained by a nonprofit 501c3 organization called the Schooner Western Union Preservation Society.
And I'll say, what can you do on this schooner now? I mean, can you go out for a ride on the schooner? Is it recognized for commercial use? Or?
Okay. Right now, it's actually a floating museum.
Oh,
so you can pay to get a tour, and they'll give you historical information about the boat.
Okay. And it is located?
It's located in Key West.
Key West. Mm-hmm. Okay. Other questions for the speaker? Hearing no questions, do we have any? Let's recognize Chris Hansen. Any others? Any debate on the bill? Hearing no debate, you're recognized to close.
I waive my close.
Okay. Let's, Madam Secretary, if you'll take a vote.
Senator Dieter?
Yes.
Senator Jones?
Yes.
Senator Latvala?
Yes.
Senator Rich?
Yes.
Senator Sobel?
Yes.
Senator Ulrich?
Yes.
Senator Dean?
By your vote, it is recognized and we'll... you voted favorably on the bill.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, sailed history. That's it, isn't it? Yeah. Since we had to TP a bill, Senator Latvala is going to move that we rise.